Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Employers, simplify your pension scheme with a Zurich Master Trust. Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
You're welcome back to Drive Time with Samantha Labrary this Bank Holiday Monday. Now, the head of the Irish Congress of Trade Unions say that the cost of living must be the main focus for public service unions in upcoming pay talks. Kevin Callanan was speaking at the INTO Teacher Congress in Killarney, where delegates have heard that the cost of living and the housing crisis are key issues of concern for teachers. Kevin Callanan, president of ICTU, is on the line now. Kevin, thanks for speaking to us on Drive Time. You said today that upcoming talks on public sector pay must deliver substantial increases in order to retain workers.
Yes, Samantha. What I was really saying to the INTO delegates this afternoon was that the cost of living is going to be the main focus for wage bargaining across the economy in both the private and public sector. And that we've seen that workers have taken account, you know, when considering wage offers from employers, including the government as a public sector employer, they've taken account of government statements. So that last year we saw the government made it clear that they intended to introduce some tax changes in the budget. And they also made it clear that they were going to introduce some further cost of living measures. And we've seen that in the form of energy credits and so on and so forth. And what I was saying today was that I've already made it clear to government that in the event that these are withdrawn, as would seem to be the intention, then that will have to be made good in wage bargaining in the public and private sectors. In the public service, we have a deal which expires at the end of the year. In approaching negotiations on a possible successor deal, we'll be looking at how the pay terms of the current agreement have measured up against inflation, what the prospects are for the cost of living in any period for projected period for a deal, and also taking account of any government withdrawal of the measures that I've referred to.
How big an impact is the lack of housing or the increasing cost of living having on people who are entering careers like teaching and other public sector workers?
Well, it's obvious that we have recruitment and retention difficulties right across the economy, and the public service is no different, and teaching in particular has its own challenges. We've seen with the increase in interest rates, people who have variable rate mortgages are now under severe pressure. We've seen that despite what government did in the last budget, childcare remains a very significant cost. We've seen the position in relation to rents. All of these things are really making the case for a deeper form of social dialogue between government, employers and unions. And one of the things I was saying this afternoon is we really need to step that up. I think the employers for a long time have been making it clear that they would be interested in that kind of process. We don't have the same level of commitment, unfortunately, from the government. So I think if we're going to manage our way through the cost of living crisis across the economy, we really need to do that in a much more deep way in tackling the housing problem, the health service issues, childcare issues. All of these things are important things to get right if we're going to be able to manage cost of living in a way that works for everyone.
You also mentioned the recruitment and retention issues that's evident in teaching, but is that not also an issue across the public service?
Well, it's clearly, it's actually almost 20 years since we last had an exercise where the case could be made to look at recruitment and retention issues, how jobs have changed in the public service. So again, that will be one of the things that we will be raising in the talks, the need for some mechanism so that how jobs have changed, how difficult it is to get people into jobs is factored into pay determination. The Public Service Pay Commission in 2018 recognised that this was necessary, and I think now the time has come. I also, this afternoon, I think wanted to make a special point in talking about schools and teachers and the wider school community, that if you look at how they welcomed the Ukrainian children into schools without any great fuss, how different that was to the appalling scenes we've seen outside refugee centres. And I think it really speaks to the values of the vast majority of the Irish people, just how our schools have responded to that. Really, it's a really significant ask, but how they've done it very professionally, very caring way, very well. And that's really, I think, where Ireland wants to be and where the vast majority of Irish people want to be.
And now the current pay deal expires at the end of 2023. When did the talks begin, and how quickly is it likely that any agreement could be reached? And as you approach those talks with government, we see things like record corporation tax receipts. Will that be part of your argument there?
Well, it's clear Ireland is a wealthy country now. Even apart from the bumper tax receipts, it's not just corporation tax receipts. So there isn't any good reason why a government in that position shouldn't be trying to work to ensure that living standards are maintained and protected and improved. We don't know. It's the ball is in the government's court as to when they decide to issue an invitation to talks.
Broadly speaking, what objectives will you be setting out to achieve? What will you be looking for?
Well, what I said today is our primary focus is going to be on cost of living and the way that impacts upon members, public service workers in all the sectors represented by many unions. That will be our primary focus. And I think that will be the primary focus for wage bargaining across the economy.
And what approach do you expect the government to have? I heard Leo Varadkar on the This Week programme saying that any surplus money may go towards things like pensions in the future. What would your argument be there?
Well, that's, you know, not an unreasonable point of view, but that's an entirely separate issue to, you know, trying to ensure that ordinary people, workers and public servants in this case, can make ends meet. And the government of any wealthy country has a duty and a responsibility to make sure that that can happen. We have a cost of living crisis. There are various components to it. There are different ways in which it can be addressed, but it can only be addressed in a way that results in an agreement, is if living standards are maintained. We've seen that done in a combination of ways last year. We simply don't know what we're going to be facing later on this year.
Okay, there we must leave it. But Kevin Callanan, President of ICTU, thanks for speaking to us on Drive Time.